For BWA, can I get a quick radios check?
RCU, okay, and 4VWA, loud and clear, you getting into the repeater full quality.
Roger, roger, roger. Hey, Russell, I got my new antenna up, baby.
That sounds good.
Hear that?
What was I listening for?
I just picked up a real frequency. I put my 2 meter 440 about 7.5 feet up above my new Mosley. So I ought to really be able to reach out and hit some of these farthest repeaters with this thing now. I'm going to be playing with that a little bit. See if I can hit Blacksburg or Shelby or some of them repeaters, maybe even Charlotte.
That'll be pretty good then if you can make it out like that.
So how does the audio, how does everything sound?
Right here beside me, there's no background noise. It's nice and clear.
N4ZLK.
N4ZLK. What's happening, big guy?
Hang on.
Over. Russell, let's pray for the boy.
Steve, I'm at Malden Road in Lawrence, or 85. And I've got you on the input, so it's doing pretty good. You must have really raised it up. Hello, Russell. My name is Shane.
Shane, good to catch you on the radio here. Giving Steve a hard time since he's putting all these radio antennas up.
Just dawned on me what you said. Did you really tell me that you've got me on the input in Malden?
25. I'm dropping down in a hole now, so I couldn't get you there, but I was in the parking lot in my yard. But we're between Lawrence and Malden Road. So we're close to Malden. It's a Greenville address, but we're, you know, right on the outskirts. But I'm getting you on the input there, yes.
What's that they play on WQOK or WROQ on Friday afternoons? I'm a happy boy. I'm a happy boy. Ain't a grand when things are going your way. Hey, man, I'm happy.
I can't hear that. I just tried. I knew you were putting up the new one, raising it up. So I flipped over to input, and now it was a little scratchy, but I could definitely pick you up.
What do you? Well, now I am 4 miles south of Highway 11, north of Inman. What do you figure that is? 20, 25 miles?
I didn't think I was up on a hill either. Maybe I was. I mean, it's flat. My parking lot's flat, but everything around me is, you know, level around me.
That is good. Boy, that really, really panned out. Well, hey, Russell, now you can officially call me the mouth of the South. Step in there.
We definitely can. You almost had that title. Now you took it over. Hey, I do have a question for you, though. What kind of filter are you running on your HF to get rid of the background noise?
Remember when you were up here and you saw that little rectangular black box that I used?
Go ahead.
West Mountain Radio. West Mountain Radio. And it's called a CLR DSP, which means it's clear speech, digital signal processing, okay? And it takes the signal, and it doesn't just cut out certain stuff, you know, frequencies. What it does is it takes out all the spikes and all the background and all the crap and processes out the signal. And, well, you heard what it can do. I love it.
Remember, it cleaned the signal up really well. I think I'm still getting some RF interference here at the house. I'm trying to find it and get it isolated out just to get everything dialed in.
Now, have you still got me there, Russell? Are you hearing that background stuff?
Picking anything other than you up.
Hey, Shane, this might be a two-edged sword. I think I'm picking up a repeater on the same frequency, pretty long ways off.
Jack.
Hey, Patrick, jump in there, buddy.
Once in a while.
I was going to tell you, there's a guy that checks into the net at night, and he's out toward Gastonia, and he's in between two repeaters on this same frequency. I don't know where it's at, but it's somewhere up that way.
On there the other night, and he said that, he could bounce into both repeaters probably at the same time. No, wait a minute. One had a PL tone, and the other one did not.
Not sure about that, but I know it's up that way, so there is another one close by, or fairly close by.
Roger. And you know what? I think I just heard them referring to me getting in on their frequency. Well, share the airwaves, brothers. I'm going to get on here tonight, and I'm going to see if I can't rattle the airwaves of this new Mosley antenna, but it went up, and I tell you, it looks like it's going to be real good. I've already talked to Nova Scotia and a couple of other places, and that's barefoot with no amp. It looks like it's going to smoke it.
N4 MMW Mobile.
Jump in there, buddy.
Yeah, what you need to do is turn your power down so that you don't get into their repeater and tie up two of them at the same time.
Here's the problem. I'm only running 50 watts. I'm not running no amplifier. And this is the first time I've ever heard that, just because my antenna's up. I got my antenna up on top of my tower now.
Did you do it?
Today.
Yeah, you need to drop back about 10 watts, just enough to get into Greenville repeater, and then you won't have a problem.
They need to drop theirs back too, because they're getting into us.
Somebody but you and the other guys in here.
Okay, well, boy, I tell you, I'm I'm picking them up.
Jump out, I gotta drop another trailer. Patrick, good to hear you again, and Russell, nice to meet you, and Steve, it sounds good, and Jimmy, I've heard you, I don't think I've met you, his name is Shane, N4ZLK, you guys have a good evening.
Take it easy, Shane. Patrick, you need to come by and see what I did, bud. Maybe some of what I did can apply to your situation up there on the mountain.
Sounds good. Maybe we can work out a time to do that one evening.
VWA, yeah, sounds like a winner. Well, guys, I'm going to go ahead and get off of here. I just wanted to try it out and see how it was doing, and I'm just tickled pink. So, I'll let y'all take it over. Patrick, be careful going up the hill, buddy. No, Jimmy, you said you were not going to make it tomorrow night.
Right. Yeah, I got fire training on that particular night. Every third Thursday, I have fire training.
They need to move it. You're a big cheese over there. All right, well, guys, I'm going to jump out of here. I will talk to you again soon. Russell, did I give you enough information on that DSP processor?
Sure, I appreciate it very much, and I'll say 73.
Well, listen, it just crossed my brain. Now, I've got one more, and if you wanted to, I'd let you borrow it and see if that does the trick. Because now sometimes if you get a little bit of noise from either a fan motor or like a window air conditioning unit or you know, just any kind of crazy wall warts or stuff like that, you can induce noise that way. And like I said, this is a signal processor. And I'm not sure it would take out any type of popping. So if you wanted to borrow this thing, You're more than welcome to give it a shot.
But I appreciate it. I might just take you up on that offer just to see, because as it is right now, I'm just having too much interference to be able to pick up a decent signal. It comes and goes, and I've tried shutting the breakers down on the house, and I'm still getting some. So I'm just trying to get it all dialed in and get everything fine-tuned. I've got my antenna up, and I've got good standing waves on it all the way across the bands. So I know it's not an issue there, but I'm definitely picking up something from somewhere.
I've got a spare power supply, too. You might want to try a spare power, try my spare power supply. Say that three times real fast at 65 years old. that would tell you for sure if you've got any kind of issue in your power supply. What is your power supply, a switching or a regulated?
On an Astron RS 50 amp right now that's powering my HF rig and my dual band rig for 2 meter and 70 centimeter. But I pulled a 12-volt deep cycle marine battery in here and hooked up straight to the HF rig and shut the power down to the house. And I'm still getting something, and I don't know if it's coming from the neighbors or where I'm getting it from. I just got to try to isolate it out.
Okay. All right. Well, then it's not power supplies then, because they can be notorious for that kind of thing. All right. Well, just anytime you want to try to pick that up, give it a shot. Let me know, bud. Guys, I'm going to jump out of here. Jimmy, behave. Russell, I just don't know what to say. Patrick, y'all have fun. Y'all carry on. KN4, VWA, I'm clear.
You work on that any today? KO4, HKX here.
I've been messing with it off and on about all day. I had ordered a QRM eliminator and brought it and put it in, hooked everything up. It made absolutely no difference. So I know I've got some kind of interference coming in somewhere. I got to isolate it out and find it. I'm just having a hard time finding it. I've been walking around with an old AM radio trying to find anything that's making any kind of buzzing or noise, and I just ain't having no luck so far.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm sure these other guys are a lot more help than I am. So maybe one of them can help you out and you can get it fixed up.
Right now it's a big paperweight.
Cool. That's an expensive paperweight.
Not really. I mean, I can still pick up stuff. It's just I'm getting interference over top of it, and it's hard to pull the signals in and get them cleaned up where they're clear enough where you can hear and talk. But, I mean, I'm still picking up stuff, and I'm still getting out on it, but I just like to hear the signal clean up a lot more than what it is.
I wonder if there's a way to shield the radio and see if that somehow, I don't know how you do it, though.
I've tried moving it around some, setting it different places on the desk and stuff like that to see if it made any difference, and it really hadn't changed anything. I've moved the power supply around, and I hadn't found that magic combination yet.
10-4, MFW Mobile.
Get with it.
Yeah, this is Jimmy. What kind of noise are you picking up?
It's just a lot of excessive static. And I don't know if you can hear it in the background right now or not.
In the background. I'd have to see it and hear it. It could be a transformer out on the pole. Like say you're going to take an AM radio and go around the house and then around the neighborhood and see if it you're going to have to ride away from your house and see if the noise goes away.
Let me ask you this, though. Is there a specific frequency on the AM radio that I'm supposed to be on, or do I just have to be on one that doesn't have any broadcast on it?
Yeah, just be on one that there's no broadcast on. See if you have the same noise, kicking noise or whatever it might be.
I was concerned that it was going to be something in the power lines or in the transformer that's out there on the pole. And I walked out there and walked right up underneath the pole and walked underneath the power lines, and it was relatively quiet. I mean, I had a little bit of static in there, but it really didn't change when I walked away from it and back to it. it stayed exactly the same. But then walking around the house, I pick it up here, there, in different ways I turn. I'm just having a hard time pinpointing exactly what it is.
One thing you might do, you might call the power company and see if they'll come out. They have a noise detector that will pick up some noise if they will. That'd be one try.
If I could isolate it down to the power meter or to the power lines or the infed line coming in for the service, I think I could try to get a hold of them, but I don't know if they'll do anything for us with anything inside the house or right here around the house.
Sometimes it is if they got an infrared camera, that would be a perfect ideal thing. If then you look for hot spots and connections out there on the pole. I've done that before when my camera was working, but it decided to die. But that's a pretty cool thing to have. You can see the heat where the noises are. If it's a buzzing noise, then it might be electrical, but if it's just noise in the air, it could be just, we got noisy conditions right now. I don't have mine on, so I'm not sure if I hear the same thing.
And that's another thing, too. I mean, this is my first HF radio. I've had my General since 2018, but I've never been on HF. Never done anything with one until I was over at Steve's and listened to his one time. And then I got this Kenwood TS-140S and got it set up here with a pole. And it's out there in the yard. And my standing waves on it are 1.1 to 1.4 from 10 to 80 meters.
Well, you did good. I can't quite get mine to ball center pad to work right, but I got a weird yard. What the short end goes out over my camper, my truck. It's not exactly good condition. I'm flat. But the sunspots have been going crazy the last week or two. It could be something to do with that, too. Because some antennas can pick up noise, and then there's others that are real quiet. Some of the wires pick up a lot of noise, whereas if you've got a quad or Yagi antenna, they don't pick it up.
Got you. So basically what I'm hearing may just be normal then.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. I'd have to go to the house when I get back home or something, see if there's any noise out there. Because mine's not on at the moment. I don't have my other one set up in the truck just yet. I'm working on it, but then I can tell you. But wire antennas can pick up noise more than a beam antenna.
Well, I may have been running around here the last 2 days chasing my tail in circles then and not even realize it.
I got a Kenwood 570 and a big two-element quad. It's about 20 foot and it's got about six different bands on it. Sometimes it picks up about a 5-6 noise level, especially in the summertime. Try to run a contest or something like that, and the real life people will be down there and that noise, I won't be able to hear nothing.
Now, I'm on 20 meters right now, and I'm pushing S3 to S4 with nothing on the station, just the static coming through.
Normal. That's just normal noise. HF doesn't work like FM. Nowhere close. You're always going to have noise on there. Then there's going to be days when it could be up as high as a 9 on that meter. So, you've been chasing yourself around the circle.
Well, I'll have to get that clear DSP from Steve and try it and see how I like it and make a decision on whether I want to invest in one of those or just keep plugging along like I am. But I'm definitely wanting to get up and going, that's for sure. I've been studying for my extra. I'm on chapter 14 now, and Last practice test I done, I made a 62 on it, so I'm getting closer to that 74.
You didn't give me a call on telephone. I need to help you a little bit to get through that thing. It took me 6 months. I took a class for 3 months, and it was a fall of my head. It wasn't sinking in, so I got with one of my mentors down in Columbia. We were on the phone every night for 3 more months, and I finally got over the hump. I got the little hump, couldn't get over it, so I need to talk to you on the phone and give you some hints as to how to get this thing.
I've got the manual here. I've been going through it, and I've got a audio book for a fast track course. I've been going through it too, and that's what's got me up to chapter 14. And I'm pretty consistent on the questions up to that point. It's just when I get into something that I hadn't covered yet, I'm lost. I just start clicking answers until I get the right one.
Right. Yeah. You got a pencil and a piece of paper?
You go ahead.
Yeah, my name's Jimmy. And my telephone number will be 864-979-4569. Call me about 8 o'clock tonight.
Good, Jimmy. I appreciate it a lot. I will give you a ring. Patrick, you still in here?
I was just sitting off to the side letting y'all talk. KO4HKX here.
Well, we didn't want to push you out, that's for sure. But, Jimmy, I do appreciate it, and I appreciate all the info on the HF stuff because I'm definitely learning as I go. And me and Patrick's been talking a good bit, trying to kick ideas around. And speaking of ideas, have you come up with an idea for your antenna yet, Patrick?
Find me a pole or post, something to mount it on. I'll probably mount it out there closer to the edge of the yard, but still away from the trees and the power lines. So that's probably what I'll end up doing. But I want to find a mast first. If not, I can leave it where it's at and just ground everything there real good. So I don't know. Working on that.
You got a chainsaw? They bound to be a power pole out there somewhere you can just go kind of help out being relocated.
Several chainsaws. Used to burn firewood. Yeah, I got plenty of those. But no, I don't think I want to take down no power poles. I like to have the lights on.
Roger that. I don't know how it is up there. Down here, we've got Pike and Sumter Utilities. Usually what we could do is if we could catch some of the guys from Sumter Utilities, if they're switching out poles, a lot of times all you got to do is sign a waiver with them that you're not going to use the pole for power and this and that and resale and all that good stuff, and they'll drop one off there for you or drop two or three off.
Just cut the limbs off of a tree out there in the backyard, make a pole out of it.
The problem, I'm wanting to get away from the trees a little bit if I can and get out in the yard where maybe I can get up above some of this foliage that end up in the mountain that's right behind me. Outside of Bavard.
Need is make you a little 2-meter beam and just point it toward Greenville. Put it out there on about a 20-foot mast or something right above the house, and you'll be able to hit this one with no problem.
House right now on my base station. I got a vertical. Well, the tip of it's probably about 30, 35 feet in the air. But just wanting to put it up a little better, a little nicer.
Just have support and power at about 30 feet. That'll solve everything.
To move, that'll probably be the option. But right now, I just want something that is not temporary, but not to that extent of a permanent either.
Badger wants functional but cheap.
He might be able to go to a ham fest and find him a push-up pole, drive a stake in the ground at the bottom and tie it to it, and then put two or three sets of guide wires on it. That'll be portable, cheaper, and get him in the air, too.
One of the things I'll be looking for when I go to the Waynesville Ham Fest is something like that. But I bought some property on the middle of the county, so I'll be moving hopefully within the next year. And that's why I don't want to invest a whole lot into where I'm at right now.
Yeah, just kind of stay where you're at. It won't hurt nothing since you're going to be moving and tearing everything down. Yeah, you make it or be with no problem, so.
Just like I said, I'm looking for a little better installation and a little more permanent, but not. I don't want to go get a tower or nothing like that to put up in the front yard.
So no, you have to put it in the backyard. Keep the neighbors off of it. Get it far enough back that too many people can't see it. You need to hang about 100-footer out there. Get her way up there. Then you say, hello, talk to me.
Hey, guys, this is K2RCL. I'm going to have to step out for just a minute. I'll say 73s if y'all get gone before I get back. Enjoy talking with you, and Patrick, it's good to hear you. Jimmy, I'll talk with you in a little bit. K2RCL, 73s, I'm clear.
So I'll be around. Like I said, I'm at home, so I just got the radio on. It's just me this evening, so I can do what I want. And Jimmy, yeah, I want to be around a little better than what I am now, and I don't have to worry about neighbors up here where I'm at. I don't have HOA. I've got no restrictions. Only thing I got to worry about is what I want to put up.
And you have to deal with be your wife. what it looks like, that kind of thing. So you're going to use it and make a Christmas tree out of it, too. So that'll help a little bit. Or hang a star or something on it. All right. I'll talk to you guys later. I'm just about where I'm going to get this out of the way and get back to the house. So y'all have a great day. And I'll catch you later on. This is N4MMW. Jimmy, Mobile, be clear after yours.
Thanks for giving us some information this evening, and enjoy talking to you. 73s, and this is KO4HKX, and I'll be monitoring.